Yeah, I totally understand that. I have been across most of these sites, whether it's out hiking, grouse hunting, backcountry skiing, two tracking, whatever. And I imagine some of those sites are inaccessible this time of year, especially with the amount of snow that we've gotten. But just say this, your long list that gets chipped away at is the reason that this system is as robust as it is and is operating, and there are others out there that still haven't recovered from the ice storm almost a year ago. So kudos to you guys for doing that, and like I said, we've been benefiting from this system quite a bit. We'd be happy to give back a little bit and help you guys out with that honey-do list.
Yeah, that would be fantabulous. Sheboygan actually sustained the most, I would say, more critical damage from the ice storm. The 7-4 and repeater, 146-7-4, is actually at the top of that tower. It's a 499-foot tower. And the antenna's at the very top. It's a 8-bay VHF. Well, it's really two 4-bays connected together with a phasing harness. The top 4-bay is no longer with us. And when I say no longer with us, I mean it fell off the tower because of the weight of the ice and the wind. It just snapped it right off and basically went all the way down to the ground and ripped the connector off of the phasing harness. So half of that antenna is still there. It still kind of works, but there's a whole bunch of moisture getting into the cable because, well, the connector ripped right off of the phasing harness and water's getting into that phasing harness. It's causing all sorts of fun problems and whatnot. So that is going to be a fun project because we're going to have somebody climb up there and either replace the whole thing, depending on how damaged it is, and or just repair it. I know for sure that phasing harness is probably going to have to get replaced, but that antenna was already damaged from the get-go, actually. It was already kind of bent at the top. Three of the elements were, like, at a 45-degree angle, and I guess the ice storm kind of helped it die.